Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you, Ruth, for that kind introduction. I'm speaking at about 12 o'clock, and I always find it difficult when you speak at 12 o'clock, because I'm never quite sure whether I should be saying good morning or good afternoon to you all. But good morning or good afternoon to all of you. And it's really nice to have the opportunity to speak with you today. I'm going to set out a few thoughts on what I think the current challenges and opportunities are facing business school marketing functions, and particularly how I think the role is changing and developing. I think that marketing functions are absolutely strategically important function within business schools, and that the right skills and capabilities are needed now and for the future if we're going to really, as marketing professionals, play a major role in improving, enhancing business schools and their sort of future success. At the end of the presentation, I'm going to pose a few sort of questions, a few of the areas I think are particularly challenging for marketing functions and marketing professionals, but I hope we can also pick up in the Q&A as well. Now, I think, as Justin sort of said, business schools are really strategically important, not only in their own right, but to wider universities and to the wider sector. Now, Justin set out a few different sort of facts and stats about business schools, and I've got a few to add that I hope are slightly different from his, but I think are complementary. 7% of all academic staff work in business schools. 14% of students studying at UK universities are studying within business schools. That means they're really large. They have large staff and student numbers. That makes them hugely financially important to institutions. It means, of course, they're major recruiters of international students, major recruiters of postgraduate students, particularly postgraduate taught students. And I think I would argue that they're very different from other departments and faculties. They're said they're usually bigger. They often have stronger international links. They almost always have extremely strong business links, which you'd expect from a business school, you'd hope from a business school. They also have strong partnerships with other departments within the university. So there are a range of joint degrees from health management to links between energy and business. 1 in 8 undergraduates study at business schools, 1 in 5 postgraduates, and 1 in 4 international students. And I hope you can see here what I'm saying is that business schools are hugely important, both in their own right, but also to wider universities. They also, I believe, have an important role to play in government policy development, and quite a lot of my current role is working with government and working on the interface between the university, the university sector, and government and policymakers. And I think business schools have a huge role to play in that policy development process. If you look at government priorities at the moment, from trade to energy to innovation to economic growth to employment to regional policies, business schools should be at the heart of that debate, and I think they have a huge amount to contribute to that debate and discussion. So business schools clearly have a lot of strengths, and they're clearly extremely important. There's also a range of challenges and opportunities that they are facing at the moment. There's a huge growing international demand for higher education, and that should be a great thing for business schools. If you look across the world, there are year on year more and more people who want to study a degree of all types, but particularly people who want to study a degree in business or management, people who want to study a degree in the UK. There's huge growing demand for higher education. And I think that's an opportunity for business schools, and it's something that is both a challenge and an opportunity. But also we're in a market which is extremely competitive. Whether you look home, overseas, undergraduate or postgraduate, we're in a challenging market, and we need to, as marketing professionals, rise to that challenge and fight for our market share and for growing our market share. Part of that competition is because there's new and expanding entrants as well to the market. So there are a number of UK and overseas business schools, of course, that are growing, diversifying. But there are also new entrants to the market. And I think the growth of private universities, particularly in the UK, but actually globally as well, a lot of them have started off their offerings around the sort of business management area, and I think that's a real challenge to traditional business schools, because they're offering new, often very innovative, and differently delivered programs, and often at a very competitive price. So I think there's a really big challenge to more traditional business schools from newer entrants and growing entrants. Now, I said that the growing international demand and the large number of international students within business schools was a real asset, and I think it really is. But it's also, I think, a real threat and a real challenge as well, because it means that business schools are hugely exposed to international markets. You only have to look at what's happened to the Indian student market over the last few years. There are certain business schools that had a very large number of Indian students. That market, partly for visa reasons and partly for others, has been really difficult in recent years. And, of course, if you are very exposed to that market, that provides a challenging environment. China is an interesting one at the moment. I know some business schools where 70-80% of their international students are from China, and that can sometimes equal actually more than half of the whole student cohort. If you're a business school like that, it's great at the moment as the Chinese market is growing, but will it be like that forever? And I would argue that there are, with some of the international competition, but also the improvement of universities within China themselves, I don't think you can guarantee that market is going to be as big as it is for forever. So I think there is real sort of exposure there potentially to international markets, and that's a challenge. And I think there's a challenge for marketing professionals as well. You'll all be engaged in different types of online flexible distance learning, and I'd argue that marketing professionals should be playing a big role in this and enhancing and developing these areas. I won't go into any detail about alumni support, but I think there are already lots of very good partnerships between business schools and alumni. I think actually business schools tend to be probably slightly better than many other departments and faculties in their relationships with alumni, and not least because of the business partnerships which they bring and the business opportunities they bring. Business schools also tend to be leading at the heart of the sort of the big business and the international strategic partnership that universities have. So what I'm really doing is painting a picture of some challenges, but also great opportunities for business schools. So what does this all mean for marketing professionals and the marketing function within the business school? What skills, what capabilities are required now and in the future? And I think you look at this list and you'll think, well, actually, this is the kind of thing we've been doing for a long time. But I think what I'd argue is that the emphasis is changing. And what the emphasis is changing is it's not just about your student recruitment marketing. In fact, that is now only one of a much wider skill set that marketing functions need. I actually think marketing is a bit of a misleading phrase to use in a business school context. I think marketing only covers a part of what people who are in marketing professions actually do. I would say that we're moving from marketing to external relations, and external relations means a really broad set of skills, but also more of a balanced set of skills as well. So the days when your marketers were the people who sort of sent out your student recruitment marketing, I think are increasingly behind us. And marketers are now certainly expected to integrate digital skills into their work. Positional marketing, PR, brand is more and more important. You will all know that students often first look for the reputation of the institution before they look for any details on particular courses or anything like that. So your brand and your reputation are very important. And I think marketers from a very sort of traditional student recruitment background perhaps are not quite as valuable business schools as perhaps they used to be. And what we want are people who can really build brands, who can really position an institution locally, nationally, and globally. I think public engagement is becoming more and more important. You only have to look at the REF that's being assessed at the moment, and the Research Excellence Framework, and public engagement is really an important part of that. Most research grants these days come with an actual requirement with the grant that you must engage with public in some way. And I think marketing functions, the wider sort of external relations functions, have a real role to play working with academics to provide those public engagement opportunities. We touched on fundraising and alumni relations, and I think business schools are already successful at this, but I think there is more and more potential. And if you certainly look overseas, we're still a long way behind some of our competitors overseas in our approach to funding alumni relations. Business marketing and employer engagement. Of course, as business schools, businesses are crucial to your core work. But in fact, it's a hugely difficult area, and an area where it takes significant skills and expertise to build up those partnerships, to develop that engagement with employers. And I think the sort of broader marketing functions have a central role to play in that. And I touched before on the role of business schools in policy and policy development. And I think you're just starting to see, actually across the higher education sector, a sort of a new profession, a new breed of policy advisors, public affairs people within universities, who are starting to link the excellent research by universities, the talented academics, with the policymakers. So universities can have a stronger role on policy and policy development. And again, I think a lot of that could come from business schools, and I think business schools have a real opportunity to really influence the future of government policy in a whole range of areas. I said I'd end with some sort of challenging issues for the marketing function, and I hope that some of the things in this list for the marketers amongst you will be sort of familiar and be things which you probably are grappling with. The breadth and responsibility of skill sets is clearly a challenge, and I'd particularly pick out there the leadership of that function. So if you have a broad external relations marketing function with all that long list of things that Justin put in his slides earlier and I put in my slides there, that takes some significant leadership, some significant management. It's a very broad range of skill sets. It's a very important function. And that's a real challenge, I think. The international versus local aspect, I think, is a really interesting one. Do you put your effort, your money, resources into local recruitment, into local business partnerships, or do you go for the big strategic international ones? Well, of course, you've got to do a bit of both, but getting that balance is quite difficult, and it requires often people with different skill sets and different approaches. I'd even go far as saying it sometimes requires different brands and different positioning in those very different markets, whether it's local or local, regional, or international. Business schools, their marketing function's involvement in the strategy and planning, I think, is absolutely crucial. And I think there's a real challenge here for marketing professionals. How do you get right to the heart of the strategy and plan for your business school? I would argue that in terms of product course development, in terms of positioning of the institution, in terms of the long-term plan, including in terms of the vision, in terms of expanding the digital innovation, the access to online distance learning, all of these things require a marketing head and marketing brain and marketing input. But not always the marketing function really sits within that sort of strategic part of a business school. And I think we've got a real sort of fight on our hands as marketing professionals to show our worth and to show that we have a strategically important role and we should be getting involved in the strategy and planning, not just the delivery. And in fact, if you look at all of the most successful business schools, and for that matter, a lot of the most successful universities, there are now marketing people and people with marketing skills near or at that top table, really influencing the strategy, policy and plan of an institution. There is the age-old, where do you have all these skills? Where are the capabilities? Where are the skills? Should they be in the business schools? Should they be in the central marketing function? How does the relationship work between the two? I'm hoping that might be something we can pick up a bit in the sort of panel discussion afterwards. And I'd be interested in other people's views on that. You know, can you, in a way, sort of contract services from often a bigger central marketing function? Do you need specialist skills within the business school itself? How do you work that balance? Do you have similar priorities? Do you have different priorities? I think the academic engagement is absolutely crucial, and I think as marketing professionals we need to build a good understanding of academics. We need to work closely with them. I think academic involvement in marketing is absolutely crucial as well, so it's got to be a very two-way process, and it's often challenging. Having worked for 3 years at the University of Birmingham leading the marketing communications function there, I know it's not always easy, but in fact it's an absolutely crucial partnership, and in fact the best marketing, the best promotion, the best positioning is done with marketing professionals working hand in glove with academics. And lastly, how on earth with this strategically important role but with limited resources, how do you make a case for spending money on marketing external relation activities? Well, I mean, I hope you do it by saying how important you are, but you have to also do it by showing your return on investment. You need to show the difference that your marketing communications activities make, and that could be obviously to student recruitment, but also actually to research grants capture, to the reputation of the institution, to recruitment of students, recruitment of staff. I think making that case for investment is a real sort of challenge for us all. I think some of these things hopefully we'll also discuss in the Q&A. Thank you very much.
Lovely. Thank you, Alistair.